I think what's happening here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the OECS is we're now beginning to set up an important structure in the music industry, which has been going on for in America, for example, for decades, where they put in place systems to collect royalties for the use of music. There's a misconception, I think, in these islands that using music is free. It's you hear music all the time at the bars, and you go into to the bank, you hear music, and that is free consumption to the public. But there's a cost to that, the production cost and the writing cost and all of that. You hear a Celine Dion song playing in the background at a restaurant. The restaurant ought to pay royalties so that the writer of that song collects something, the arranger, the producer, and all those people collect the royalties for the use of that song. Through the use of music, we are just beginning in these parts to bring awareness to the public that these structures are important. Collective organizations, ECHO, and its function is important to the development of the music industry. And it's not just about the pirates on the road and that kind of stuff. It's all of the other issues that contribute to making sure that we can continue to do our work in the studio.